Moving to Columbus came with a particular set of challenges, Lara explains. It was somewhat difficult to establish networks immediately in the city.
I'm going to be honest. I got here in August, late August. In January, I was looking for other jobs.
It would be hard.
It was really difficult. Like I said, I have lived in different countries, different part of the United States as well. But moving here to Columbus was like moving in another country, even worse than moving to the Netherlands or Italy. It was really difficult to adapt here. First, they don't have the infrastructure in terms of support for Latinos. Mm-hmm. And so it took me 3 years to establish my networking with all these communities, to meeting people, doing networking, finding who are the leaders here, who are the leaders there, where can I help, where can I bring my students to work on your community. But the good thing about Columbus, at least here in the planning program, the Knowlton School, they have very strong support with the alumni. Mm. They have a really good network, so I was able to find my way. I mean, but it was really difficult. Once you establish your network, you find out who are the people you want to work with, make your connections, it makes much, much difference.
Sure.
Nowadays, it's changed a little bit. I mean, there are more Latinos and more work focused on Latinos than before, so that's why. The other reasons I stay here in Columbus is because the university is a great place to work. The resources we have here, the opportunity to collaborate with people across campus, I mean, it's amazing. It's a great university.